Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control and the dunk! Oh my!
Goodness gracious!
Don't sit on the sidelines, be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to. But you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
Good evening, Rebel Nation. This is not Gary Darby. This is Chuck. Gary is hosting Square Jam down on the square for for the basketball team, the Rebels and Lady Rebels, and I'm sure he's doing a tremendous job down there. But we're going to muddle through this hour.
Yeah, how about the men's basketball team beat Houston, preseason ranked, I believe, number 2 by 16 the other night in a close scrimmage. And I think I heard that Travis Perry scored 21, I believe, and I think he went 6 for 8 from three-point range, so off to a good start.
Yeah, I think Houston's overrated right now, though. I think it's a good win, absolutely, if they're even keeping score. Who knows? On those scrimmages, who knows? But I do understand the Rebels looked really good.
Yeah.
You know, we're coming off of kind of a gut-wrenching loss, 43-35 to Georgia between the hedges in Athens. What do you say? I mean, played great for three quarters offensively, played poorly defensively the whole game, and then kind of fell apart on offense in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, you're up 9 heading into the fourth quarter. You think you make a stop there on your side of the field, and – you know, you get that stop there on 4th and 2, and you go up 16 points, and, you know, the fat lady starts warming up there, and it just – it all fell apart after that.
Yeah, didn't get the stop.
Didn't get the stop. And it, I mean, it's just gut-wrenching anytime your defense cannot stop the opponent. And, it, you know, they just started leaning on Ole Miss. Ole Miss's defense just – they did, and that's concerning going down the stretch.
Yeah, and, you know, and I'm sure we'll have the conversation tonight – whether or not the defensive strategy was what, I'm not sure it was a winning game plan. I thought it was a little passive by Pete Golden and defensive staff, which, you know, to me, is out of the norm for them.
It is. I mean, you always look for PG's halftime adjustments. I can probably count on this, maybe this, the first finger. Maybe there's been a time or two before where you didn't see major adjustments. That's what he's so good at, you know, since he's been at Ole Miss, and just didn't see any. I mean, that, you know, Georgia made adjustments on their defense in the fourth quarter. They started running middle blitzes, stunting their linebackers, doing some loops with their defensive ends, you know, using some different looks that created some pressures for the first time all day against Ole Miss in the fourth quarter. And Ole Miss didn't make any defensive adjustments, and that was the difference in the game.
Yep, seemed like it. This segment's brought to you by First South Farm Credit, with over 100 years of experience supporting rural communities and agriculture. We're ready to guide you through your financial journey at First South Farm Credit. Give them a call, 601-898-8540. Let's just jump right into it. Five Things with Yancey, brought to you by Outback Steakhouse and our friend Steve Grantham, who currently operates 9 Outback Steakhouse locations in Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, thought number one, the game came down to this. Ole Miss's defense put the Ole Miss offense in a position where they had to be perfect. They had a couple of hiccups in the fourth quarter, and Ole Miss's defense simply couldn't make any stops. Thought number two, that's a shame, too, because I thought the game planning and play calling – offensively for the first three quarters was as good as any game I've witnessed in the Lane Kiffin era. Just an unbelievable game by not only the coaches but the players for executing the game plan. Thought number three, on the other side of the ball, what is there really left to be said. They didn't make one stop all game. Not sure that even happened under Cromdall. It was as bad as I've seen at Ole Miss. Let's hope they make some tweaks this week in practice with not only their game planning, but some personnel changes. Some of these safeties, who there's no need to name by their names, simply aren't cut out to have key roles for this defense. Thought number four, the one bright spot on defense was the play from linebacker Andrew Jones. He is a major upgrade at the outside linebacker position. Maybe they can move him to middle linebacker and switch Dottery to outside linebacker. Dottery shined in that role at outside linebacker when he played against Penn State. He's better getting after the passer than dropping back in coverages. Thought number five, every close game comes down to just a few plays. There were three that lost the game for Ole Miss. The apparent stop on 4th and 2 that Georgia converted, the missed throw by Chambliss to Wright on the first possession in the fourth quarter for their first punt, and the drop by Wallace on the second possession when Ole Miss was facing their first deficit in the game. You make any of those three plays, and we are all probably seeing a different team today. And the last thought of the day, Georgia made some defensive adjustments in the fourth quarter by twisting up the middle, which created the first pressures in the game. That created 3-3 and outs in the fourth quarter, and that was the difference in the game. Give Georgia credit and give their defensive coordinator a tip of the cap.
Yeah, I can't argue with any of those. We'll be right back after these important messages from our wonderful sponsors on Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Hang tight. She put my shoes on. That's what she did to me. She put my shoes on.
You've already made summer travel plans, but have you thought about how you're getting there? At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we have the vehicle you need to road trip in style. Where you're headed to the beach or to visit family, trust our team to help you find the car that you can rely on. Test drive a new Chevrolet Colorado or a new Chevrolet Tahoe today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
Welcome to the bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the mid-size SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Visit the State Farm office of Romero Miller at 7164 Hacks Cross Road in Olive Branch or online romeromiller.com or by calling the office at 662-893-1212. Like a good neighbor, Romero Miller is there. If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
All right, welcome back to the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. This segment is brought to you by the Farese Group, your partner in retirement, with nearly two decades of expertise in helping retirees invest, distribute, and protect their savings. The Farish Group would love for you to give them a call at 601-607-4147 to set up your free consultation for your retirement playbook. Well, we're glad to welcome Mr. Brandon Drum from Oklahoma University Insiders, OU Insiders, with On3 Sports. How's it going, Brandon?
Good. How are you guys?
Man, we're doing great. Looking forward to coming to Norman. That ought to be a really classic matchup between Ole Miss and Oklahoma.
Yeah, I went down there last year. It was really, really cool. It was an experience, obviously. One that I've always wanted to do was visit the Grove. It was really, really neat to see that. Crazy how everybody has to cater every step, cater in there. I've never seen tailgates like that before, but I get it with all the trees and stuff like that. But, yeah, it was a really, really neat experience. The campus was beautiful. And I hope you all that come up there get to experience similar when you visit Norman, because it is a really cool area. It's a really neat place. I don't think people quite understand that it's in the Oklahoma City metro area. So it's in a massive metro and population. People have this envision that Oklahoma, University of Oklahoma, sits out there all by itself in the country, and really it's in a metro of nearly 2 million people. So it feels like it's in like its own little world still when you get down there. And the campus is always one of the top 5 or 10 most beautiful places according to Newsweek and Business Week and all that type of stuff. So I think Ole Miss for those fans are going to enjoy their trip.
Brandon, Ole Miss is no secret. Their weakness right now on their team is rush defense. And Oklahoma struggled a little bit running the ball. Is Oklahoma looking to kind of get well against Ole Miss this weekend?
I mean, I think they got well against South Carolina. They ran the ball really well against them. They had, Torrey Blaylock, who just won the freshman offensive of the week for the SEC, ran for over 100 yards. He averaged like 7 yards a carry against South Carolina. They have Xavier Robinson, who averaged about, I think he was 6 or 7 yards a carry as well on Saturday. They've struggled running the ball, but John Mateer, he's got his hurt thumb. He hasn't been 100%, but when they can get that QB run game and the running back run game going at the same time, Oklahoma's pretty formidable running the ball. They just struggle with some injuries with the offensive line. The offensive line's getting a lot more healthy. It's getting back right. They had so many combinations throughout the first, 5 weeks of the season that it was hard to get that cohesiveness that you try to get sometimes, or you have to get, obviously, to be a formidable offensive unit. And they're finally getting to that point. And as the season goes on, they're going to get a few of their mainstays back as well, like Jake Sexton, who's one of the better overall offensive linemen Oklahoma has. He's been out. They'll get him back. I don't think he'll be back this week, but as they continue to progress, the young guys like Michael Pastrucci at left tackle, Ryan Foje at right guard, Heath Ozidas playing well, starting left guard right now. Foje and Pastrucci were two of the top offensive linemen coming out of the 2025 class. And Pastrucci starts at left tackle. When Sexton got hurt, he took that spot over. They've just gotten a lot better. And I think, going up against that defensive line against South Carolina, and they're a really good defensive front, to be able to run the ball the way that they did on Saturday was a huge confidence boost. So we'll see how it goes. I mean, we haven't seen Oklahoma really put together 2 weeks in a row really running the ball well. So if they do against Ole Miss, it'll be the first time we've seen it this year where it's been 2 weeks in a row where the running backs got going.
Brandon, obviously Brent Venables came to Oklahoma with a defensive pedigree. And now the Sooners look like they're taking his lead and playing really good defense this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're the number one defense in college football right now, actually. Second in scoring defense, first in total defense. They got the most sacks. I believe they got 26 sacks this season, if I remember correctly, making them number one in college football. They got 38 tackles to losses, making them number one in college football. They're a tough defensive front. That's where the strength is. That's where they get all their defensive power, if you will, is their defensive front's deep and it's nasty. Our Mason Thomas coming up the edge, I think he has 4 sacks this year. You have Taylor Wine, he has 3.5 sacks at defensive end. You have, obviously, the interior defensive front led by Dominic Williams and Grayson Halton. But, you know, it's the two younger guys, the sophomores, Jaden Jackson and David Stone, who have obviously Jaden Jackson was a freshman All-American last year, and David Stone was CBS Sports, you know, first team defensive tackle All-American, midseason defensive tackle All-American just this last week. So, you know, they're deep and they go 6 deep at the defensive tackle spot. And every one of those guys would probably start every other place in college football. I mean, they're just really, really talented, really good. And there's a couple of guys that aren't playing that are really good on that defensive front. Todd Bates, Miguel Chavis have done a really good job. The linebackers are really good with Lewis, Kobe McKenzie. Obviously, you have Kendall Daniels, who plays that iconic cheetah position for Oklahoma. You know, the Roy Williams spot, the, you know, Isaiah Simmons spot. They made it famous in Venable's defense. So, he's been playing that spot, and he fits that bill at 6'4", 225 pounds, can play out in space, can cover, can blitz really well. Had probably his best game as a Sooner just this last weekend as well, 2 weeks in a row. Texas, he was awesome. Michigan, early in the season, he was awesome. And then they're led in the defensive backfield by, obviously, Eli Bowen, who was a freshman All-American. He came back just against Kent State. It was the first game he was back after being injured. You have Robert Spears Jennings at safety. You got Peyton Bowen, the former 5-star, who's played amazing this season. Gentry Williams at the other corner. And then you got a young guy by the name of Cortland Sutton. Cortland Sutton has played really, really, really well for Cortland Guillory. I said Cortland Sutton. That's Denver Broncos. I'm a Denver Broncos fan too. But Cortland Guillory, he's played really well at corner as a freshman and has been picking up some freshman All-American looks midseason as far as that goes. So, yeah, they recruited just insanely well at defense. So, that's a staple of Venables. They bring those pressures that are just crazy, right? Everything's really, exotic with him. And if there's one coach that I think that could, match that, it obviously is Lane Kiffin, and I expect that to be the case this Saturday. It'd be a fun little, meeting of the minds, offense and defense, this Saturday.
Brendan, if Oklahoma is to win the game Saturday, they have to do what against Ole Miss? And on the other flip of the coin there, if Ole Miss is to win, they have to do what against Oklahoma?
We got 1 minute, Brandon.
I would say if Oklahoma is going to win, obviously they have to run the ball. John Mateer has to continue to just be a game manager because of the OU's defense. But on the flip side, I think – I think Oklahoma has to hit a couple of big plays because I think Ole Miss's offense is going to get theirs every now and then. But for Ole Miss to win, I think you got to run the ball well. Chambliss has got to be able to get some big runs, whether out of the passing game, scrambles, what have you. Get some chunk plays to throw you on their toes, because if you don't and they pin their ears back and you can't get going, I think it gets scary for opposing offenses. So I think big plays for Ole Miss as far as that goes. Run the ball and then obviously just stop Oklahoma. I think it's real simple. Win a turnover battle. I think that football's real simple. And yeah. I think that would be the case for both teams.
All right, Brandon, thanks a lot for the insight. We'll see you there Saturday. Both teams 6-1. Both teams still have college football playoff aspirations and hopes. So this will be a big game Saturday. Looking forward to meeting you.
All right. You too.
Thank you, Brandon. Thanks, you too, buddy.
Thanks for your time.
Take care.
Yeah, well, that's going to be – he's absolutely right. The Rebels have got to make some plays on offense.
They need to establish some running game, too, to burn more clock, to let that defense not get so worn out.
Yeah.
I think that's a great point.
We'll be right back. Hang tight.
Can you imagine? Years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a Bloomin' Onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, Southaven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student-athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student-athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hottie Todd and go Rebs.
My name is Connor Griffin. I'm thankful for Mississippi Sports Medicine just for all that they've done for me.
All of the doctors there, they just care about our children, and that's just so important to me as a parent. It's very rewarding to have compassionate people as a part of our family's health journey.
You kind of learn your body at a young age, and if you want to perform at the best, your body has to be at the best as well. At the end of the day, it's my body before a game, so I got to take care of that when I need to.
Mississippi Sports Medicine has 21 subspecialized physicians, urgent care, and no referral needed. Learn more today at MississippiSportsMedicine.com.
Your company's roof is one of your biggest assets, protected with proven expertise. Riverland Roofing is a licensed and insured commercial contractor specializing in fluid-applied roof coating systems that extend your roof's life and save you money. As a certified GAF Coatings Pro Plus contractor, Riverland delivers high-performance coatings backed by 20-year no-dollar limit warranties. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing keeps your investment covered. Learn more at riverlandroofing.com/rebels or call 662-638-0562. Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Campbell Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
All right, welcome back to Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. This portion is brought to you text messages presented by Cannon Cleary McGraw, ccmoxford.com, or phone them at 662-371-1000. All right, let's see what we got here, Yancey. Any reports on Rebel baseball?
Yeah, I think, kind of the surprise right now, I don't know a surprise, but, you know, pleasant plus would be the pitching staff. You know, that was a big question mark. They returned Hunter Elliott, but I believe they lost, what, 8 guys to the draft, and some guys are really stepping up so far. Guys like Owen Kelly from St. Louis, Landon Koning from North Dakota State's already touching 98, 99 consistently.
Wow.
Can really throw it. I know you love those flamethrowers, mm-hmm. Chuck. And the kid they picked up from Missouri, the left-handed pitcher, Will Libert, he's going to be a weekend guy. And I think Hudson Calhoun has got a great chance. He's pitching lights out right now. He could be a starter, but I really think he's got the mentality, and they're hoping for him to be the closer. Hunter Elliott is not pitching this fall. They're letting his arm rest. Kay Townsend's been pitching lights out. If I had a guess right now, I think that's going to be your rotation. It's going to be Elliott on Friday, Kay Townsend on Saturday, and Libert on Sunday. And, I think the infield is still – in the outfield, shortstop. They're still waiting to see who wins that job out between Randall and Pano. I think Randall's winning it right now. The corner outfielders, there's about a four or five guys that are battling for playing time. A lot of the portal transfers are doing really well, but that's still pretty wide open on those corner outfields, and everything else is pretty locked up. And Furness is playing really well there at first base and at third base. You know, big old boy, he's kind of settled in there. You know, he played second base, he played third base last year, and he's jacking home runs. Udermarch is playing lights out right now, but you know, he hasn't exactly been smooth at third base in his prior years at Ole Miss, but he looks really settled in there. So I think that's big news as well.
All right.
Also, this freshman catcher is gonna be big time. Guy that they signed out of Florida. He played for the BPA Travel League team. You know, he's good. I think catcher for years to come is going to be in really good hands.
All right. Another text message. I know it's a gamble, but do you think this Saturday we blitz more than we did last Saturday? Well, we couldn't blitz any less.
Yeah.
I'll say that. If that's what it calls for, I think Pete will make the adjustment, and we'll send more people after the quarterback or do some run blitzes or do something a little more exotic.
I just think the blitzes is where they were coming from, right? It was just kind of the same old, same old. There wasn't really exotic blitzes, as you said, and safeties or loops or, you know, it just, I don't know.
Did we have any blitzes? I didn't see
any. If you want to call it, I mean, a couple of them. I saw some corners coming around. But I think, you know, I mean, look, everybody has a bad day at the office. And I don't think it's all on PG, and I'm saying PG for Pete Golden. You know, there were some personnel issues, and they just got to get better. It's on the players as well.
Yeah, I certainly think it was a team
and
effort.
Playing too many plays. I mean, I think Franklin played 65 plays on the defensive line. I mean, that's unheard of. They got to get more rotation in there.
Are y'all worried about Lane going to Florida? I think that Keith Carter's in an active negotiation with Jimmy Sexton, Lane's agent, and we're hearing rumors today that they've agreed upon a deal for him to stay here, but Keith wouldn't comment when I called him this afternoon on that. He said he's sorry, but he just couldn't comment on it. So I don't know what to take from that. But I know absolutely that Keith is trying to close the deal and get that all put to rest as quickly as he can. Florida is obviously interested in Lane, and all these schools are going to be interested in Lane. I mean, he's winning games.
There's so many job openings.
A lot of them.
And look, Florida doesn't even have a president. Their NIL collective is not nearly as organized and functions as Ole Miss does. Their facilities are dated. Strickland is iffy as an AD. Their alumni are all in their business. Lane likes to have the whole program to himself. Working under Keith and Glenn and Walker Jones, and then going into a hornet's net over Florida. I don't think Lane's that dumb. I'll just be blunt.
I don't think so either. The Rebel Injury Report from Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, oxfordortho.com, or phone them at 662-232-0001. I called today, and I've been told that we don't have any injuries.
What did they play? 87 plays on defense?
Yeah.
And usually when you wear down, and some of those guys, like I said, Franklin was playing 65 snaps. That's when you get injured. They've stayed relatively injury-free, and the only time the injuries happened was before the season with that shooting in Memphis, which really put them back with a couple of the defensive backs where they – had issues, but now Banks is back. Braxton's back. Obviously, MJ Preston, I don't think he's going to play this year. I think on the injury front, they're doing okay.
I do too. I don't know of any offensive linemen. Don't know of any defensive linemen.
Offensive line played great too, by the way.
Yeah. They're getting better every week, it seems like. We'll see this week, though, because Oklahoma's bone.
They're in a whole different league than Georgia defensively.
All right, we'll be right back after these important messages from our sponsors, Cannon Motors, Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Hang tight.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out in their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford. Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
You know what makes a good football team? Players with heart and lots of practice. In fact, that's also what makes a good law firm. At Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law, we've had lots of practice and we've got plenty of heart. We're out there fighting the big insurance companies every day. After a car or truck wreck, let the pros at Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law level the playing field between you and the insurance company. 662-533-9111.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse.
You've already made summer travel plans, but have you thought about how you're getting there?
At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we have the vehicle you need to road trip in style. Where you're headed to the beach or to visit family, trust our team to help you find the car that you can rely on. Test drive a new Chevrolet Colorado or a new Chevrolet Tahoe today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody.
Together, let's drive.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
When'd you go country?
That's not country. That's bluegrass.
Oh, God. When'd you go bluegrass?
That's some of the best music there is.
Oh, okay. Okay. Game Day Outlook. This portion of the show is brought to you by Gateway Tire, serving you since 1929 with 54 locations across six states. Gateway Tire, we go the distance for you. We've got our football expert, our Ole Miss expert, Mr. Harry Harrison in now. How are you doing, Harry?
What's going on tonight, gentlemen? Well, I'm not doing as well as I was last week, but
yeah, I know it.
It's a new day. It's a beautiful day and a new week, and we got to play Oklahoma come Saturday. So
yeah, Harry. Let's look back a couple of days though. First, before we move to Oklahoma, absolutely disappointing effort on defense, and Lane said as much. So I'm not breaking any news here, and you saw it with your own eyes.
You know, Chuck, I think effort was part of it. I just think we were confused in places and coverage bust. I mean, I don't know how you leave the last touchdown that the tight end caught. It was a kind of an in route down, you know, from about the 3 or 4 yard line, and we had a safety on him, number three. name left me all of a sudden, but anyway,
Sage Ryan.
Yeah. Yeah, Sage Ryan.
They picked on him all game.
It was a mismatch. He was behind him. It was a mismatch. You got a 6'5" tight end, and it's a mismatch. But the first two times they scored with nobody standing around, I don't know if it was Sage Ryan. I don't know if it was a weak side backer. You don't know what was called.
Sage on one of them.
You can't say that, you know, who it was, but I know there were a lot of open receivers that shouldn't have been, and I don't know. Heck, you don't know the answer, but I just know that we were not in the right place several times. And then I really thought that we would contain their run much better than we did, guys. I mean, you know, would they have the ball 7 times and scored 7 times?
You know,
but the last one, he took a knee to end the game. But, I mean, that's just not going to get it done. And I'm not sure if it was not enough depth on the front. Scheme was confusing. They called a good game. You tip your hat to Georgia. I thought their offensive coordinator called a really good game. A lot of openings that we got exposed on. But once again, I mean, I think part of that was our fault of not being in the right place, not reading it correctly, and not making, you know, coverage bust is what I would call it in some of those instances. Now, you can't call it that on the run plays. Mm-mm. You know, we just never got their run stopped at all.
And we never pressured the quarterback much either. Gunnar Stockton.
Ever.
He just sat back there and patted the ball and waited for somebody to come open.
Yeah, you know, Chuck, and we brought some blitzes occasionally, but we didn't get to him. You know, the only time we got to him that I remember, and we might have got to him another time, I think Cam Franklin got a sack, but the other time was when they went for 2 points and Centurion Perkins was blocked down. He was on the our right end, and their left tackle blocked him to the ground. He jumped up and went across the field and made the sack from behind on the 2-point conversion. At the time, was a big deal to save that.
Really, a bad decision.
That's the only 2 times I remember.
Yeah, bad decision to go for 2 there for Georgia when Ole Miss scored there. Then you put it up 9 and – you know, really could have put the game away there. I thought that was way too early to start chasing points, as many points were being scored. But, Harry, I just didn't see them swarming at the ball, and that's the way you got to game tackle when it's on the run game. And, yeah, Georgia leaned on Ole Miss, but, you know, they were falling forward for 2-3 yards. It wasn't like the defensive line wasn't getting dominated where they were running 4, 5, 6 yards before anyone touched them. They were getting touched in the first couple of years, but they were falling forward for another 2 or 3 yards. There's no game tackling going on.
Well, the fact that we played 3 different guys at weak side linebacker tells you that we weren't getting a lot of production out of that position for sure. And, of course, T.J. Dottery is the main guy at the middle linebacker, and he played every snap. And, by the way, Georgia had 80 plays in the game, which our defense obviously was out there, and our offense only had it 60. And that really got out of hand in the fourth quarter. And, you know, going into the fourth quarter, Rebels were in good shape, but offensively we just at that point laid an egg, and defensively it just continued to be, you know, blood running down the streets, and the Rebels couldn't get anything done. That was disappointing for me. I'm a defensive guy, and the fact that we didn't get one stop. I mean, every one of their drives ended in points, and you're not going to win in a hostile environment against a team and as talented and as good a, you know, roster as Georgia has.
Yeah.
What bothered me, Harry, is that they played Austin Peay earlier in the year, and Austin Peay got 2 stops. I mean, golly.
Yeah, but you could be flat. I mean, that's like saying Ole Miss against Washington State or something. It's just,
I didn't see that game. I didn't watch that on film, Chuck. So, but there's a lot of ifs, ands, and buts. But I mean, obviously Georgia was ready to play against Ole Miss, and they'd gotten beaten the week before or 2 weeks before by Alabama, and they were not wanting to give up another loss there at home and go have 2 losses in the SEC. and they came ready to play. They had the energy from the start. You know, the fact that our offense, the first five drives, whether it be first half and on into the third quarter, produced touchdowns was very impressive.
Yes.
Then the fourth quarter, you know, we just we leaned on the pass so much, and I thought Trinidad just, you know, made some bad throws, definitely yeah. made some bad throws in the fourth quarter. As yeah. good as he was the first three, the fourth quarter just was not his quarter as far as throwing the football. We had Daquan Wright open a couple different pass patterns and hit him in the foot with it, and that's pretty hard for a 6'5 guy to get in and do that and scoop that up. But nonetheless, they, you know, you score 35 points on a team like that, you expect to win the game.
And, Harry, you're up 9 going into the fourth quarter, and you make a stop there, and everybody did everything, blew up the line, penetrated 3 yards behind, and everybody just forgot to tackle the running back. You know, you get the ball there inside Georgia's 50.
Yeah,
you scored there. You're up 16.
Conversion and a big scrum right there in the middle, and nobody – obviously, you had a stalemate, but nobody was there to wrap the guy up. And he just, you know, bounced off of that and went outside for 2 yards. I think it was 4th and 1, and he picked up 2 yards. That would have been a big play, obviously, in the game had we gotten that stop. You know, so we'd have had great field position. That might have certainly changed momentum. But as we've talked about, momentum in football is a huge thing. And obviously, Georgia snatched momentum back from the Rebels.
Flipped
the
it right quarter. There. And Andrew Jones, you talked about weak side linebacker there. I thought he was the bright spot on defense. I thought he played really well. I will be surprised if he doesn't take over that spot. And, you know, what we saw from Dottery, though, against Penn State when he played that outside linebacker, the weak side, getting after the passer, he looked like Superman that game in that position. Then he moves to middle linebacker, doing a lot of coverages. He, you know, I don't know if it's mix-ups or speed or what. Do you think Andrew Jones, I don't know if you've seen enough of him to practice, where maybe they can make a flip and put him at Mike and move Dottery back to the position where he excelled at the beginning?
Well, Yancey, I don't have an answer for that. I mean, that's
too late in the season.
A good question, but I mean, obviously the fact that Jones hadn't played that much tells me that he's had a hard time picking up this system.
True.
But, you know, what we miss is a guy like Poupal playing that yeah. position. Who was just so good last year, and that allowed Dottery to be so good too. Yancey, and now Dottery's the leader there in the middle, and didn't get a lot of help. You know, those guys have played well in some of the games, but Saturday was not one of those. And so, you know, unfortunately, we had safeties making a lot of tackles, and then down the field, some of the safeties just got lost in some of the coverages, and
just
fortunately, their quarterback missed that but it didn't stop the drive. They continued on down and scored on them. Just wasn't a big play over the middle. But, yeah, it was a disappointing day. I mean, everybody was disappointed. You could hear a pin drop on that bus and plane getting home. And fortunately, we got into Tupelo before that storm got there. But, you know, that was the bright spot coming home for sure.
Yeah, and you know, another tough assignment this Saturday.
A whole different animal.
6-1, great defense, obviously, number one in the country in a lot of statistics defensively, and a fairly competent offense. So big challenge Saturday.
Yeah, no doubt. They're not putting up huge numbers offensively. Their quarterback, you know, is highly rated, but he broke his hand, had a plate put in it weeks ago. I still can't figure out what happened to them against Texas. They pretty much laid an egg that day, but then bounced back at South Carolina this past weekend. But I'm looking at their stats, Chuck. They're only giving up 80 yards of rushing per game and 133 yards passing.
Mm.
That doesn't leave a lot of success.
And gets after the quarterback, leaves the country, and says, reminds me a lot of last year's Ole Miss defense, creating a lot of negative plays, get after the quarterback. It's going to, you know, sadly to say, it's really going to come down to Chambliss. He's going to have to make plays with his feet and be consistent throughout the game.
Well, yeah, and our offensive line's playing well. I thought our offensive line played well Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I
did too.
You know, Chambliss didn't get sacked. He got hurried a few times, but we didn't run the ball particularly well, but we kind of leaned. I think we saw some weaknesses in their secondary, and yep. I think we, with our game plan after watching it, was going in there and throw the ball, you know, about 3-1 versus the run. But Chambliss gives you that ability with his legs, no doubt about it, and that's probably what's going to happen this coming Saturday. But I'm sure Lane and And Charlie will figure out where their weaknesses are, if they have one, and exploit it come Saturday afternoon.
Harry, do you think they're going to make any personnel changes on defense, or just, is it just going to be all just changing the schematics, or a little bit of both, do you predict?
I predict it going, whatever they've been doing is try to make it simpler, Yancey. I don't see a lot of players over there that are going to replace guys out there that are already – I mean, they're doing a lot of substituting. They did Saturday. They brought different guys in there just trying to get some, you know, somebody to step up and get some stops, and it didn't happen. You know, and I thought that game was probably going to be a defensive struggle really going into it. After the first half, I just kind of laughed at myself going, yeah, I don't. There's no defense on either side, 21-20 at half. But I don't see a lot of personnel changes. I mean, I think what we're probably missing is one more backup on defense. The guys we got playing defensive front are all very talented. They're just young, with the exception of Xavier Harris. And I've said this ad nauseum. They were the backups last year, and they got some reps, but not a lot. And now they're having to really be the guys, and we're probably missing one or two really good backups at tackle. You know, that we got a couple guys I think that are going to be good in another year. You hadn't seen them yet, and probably, you know, I thought that Cam Franklin's having to play too many snaps at strong side DN, and you know, his guy coming in, Womack, to relieve him is, I don't think he's had a really good outing yet, and hopefully he'll step up. But I think we got in the fourth quarter the other day. We ran out of gas too up front, and probably, you know, having to play 80 plays, and some of those guys were playing in the 50s and 60s, and that's too much for those D linemen.
You know, Harry, I don't like to point at one or two different players, but we've got to get more out of Umana Mellon and Womack. It's a pretty big investment in those two guys, and they were going to be counted on to make plays, and they're just not making any right now.
Got to get a pass rush.
No, I mean, I don't know anything about the investment, Chuck. You know more about that than I do. I just knew – I know they're portal guys, and we're paying them for sure. But you're right. I mean, I thought that I could really be pushing Cam Franklin for that strong side DN job, and I thought Umana Mellon, you know, just looking at him, he looked like a mirror image of his brother last year. But once again, Chuck, they're both young too. They hadn't played in many snaps, so they got another year. And so, you know, it's just as the years worn on, we've kind of leaned on these Mississippi guys up front, which is a good thing. All those guys are from Mississippi, with the exception of those two portal guys. And we're, like I say, we're just missing, you know, you're missing a Walter Nolan in there that really could dominate inside. And some of those young guys in another year probably do that. But, you know, when we went to Georgia Saturday, that was a step up in size and step up in talent, without a doubt. I mean, the best offensive line and defensive lines we've seen so far. And we're going to see it again this Saturday. So hopefully that experience we just got through Saturday will be an impetus to get a lot better come this coming Saturday.
All right, brother. Thank you so much, as always.
Yeah,
a wealth of knowledge.
Thank you. Hopefully we'll come out with the W next week. We're all singing a different tune. And
that's right. Well, we talked about you got to win one of these two on the road. Well, we didn't win the first one, so here's our option.
There we go.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Harry, as always. We'll talk to you Monday.
Bye-bye.
You know, I wanted to talk to Harry. We were up against a break, but we're not getting much out of Perkins.
Yeah.
And he's too
a different role.
I know, and he's too dynamic a player not to get put him in playmaker situations.
I think some of that is because you don't have Pooh Paul back there, and he's doing a lot of linebacker duties this year because the lack of linebackers they have on the team, right? So he's having to go out in coverages and do some of the things he didn't do last year because
he's not going to make plays at linebacker. I'm telling you, he's got to be on that edge.
Yeah, you know, that's what I said. I mean, maybe even personnel changes like that, moving Santarin down. Maybe, you know, Daugherty just looks totally different than at outside than he does on inside to me. I don't think he's very good in coverages, and he's great at getting after the passer. And Andrew Jones looked fantastic to me. He really did. That's giving me some hope. And look, they got to get Sage Ryan out of there. They got to get him out of the lineup. He is absolutely killing that defense. They got to get somebody to fill a spot.
All right, we'll be back after these important messages from our sponsors on the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Hang tight.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
All right, we're going to put a bow on this show with this segment. Let's see. SEC
and
Ole Miss News brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers. Van Atkins is the South's leader in estate jewelry and diamond solitaires. As Chuck always says, you know she's worth it.
Yes,
she SEC
is.
News. SEC Nation is headed to Norman for the top 15 clash between Ole Miss and Oklahoma. Whoop-de-doo.
Hey, maybe it'll reverse the luck. We don't want game day again.
I don't care about any of that stuff. But, I mean, it's good. It's good for Ole Miss. Ole Miss men's golf team finished fifth at the Fallen Oaks Golf Invitation over the weekend. They're currently ranked number 7 in the country. Lady Rebels are ranked 14th in golf. All right.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah,
and now we'll go to Red and Blue Chip recruiting segment presented by Grove Collective. Their mission is to create and enhance NIL opportunities for all Ole Miss student athletes while providing a level of protection and guidance in today's NIL marketplace. Join the collective today to help make an impact with our student athletes who give their all for their flagship university.
Yeah, as you know, ball teams that have already dismissed their coaches, they're eligible to go into the transfer portal. And one of them, Oklahoma State junior offensive tackle Noah McKinney, who's graded out at an 82.7 pass blocking this year, which is extremely well, recently went into the portal. He's already been contacted by Ole Miss, and an official visit is in the works. Top 100 national recruit defensive tackle Danny Bell, also an Oklahoma State commit, not on the team right now, but he's a senior out of Arkansas, 6'4", 300. He committed to Oklahoma State over Ole Miss this past summer, but the Rebels stayed on him the whole time, and another official visit is on the way from Danny to Oxford. Georgia offered Dallas, Georgia, Paulding County, four-star 2026 offensive lineman Tyreek Jemison. He committed to Kentucky. As you know, Kentucky's probably going to be making a coaching change as well. And now he decommitted from Kentucky after taking an unofficial visit to Ole Miss for the LSU game. And an official visit is on the way from him as well. Another recently fired staff, Penn State defensive line commit Tavian Branch, decommitted from Penn State. The Rebels have been heavily involved since that decommitment took place. An official visit is in the works. So Ole Miss, along with a lot of these colleges, are going after these programs where they've recently fired their coaches. Some basketball tidbits. Five-star power forward Caleb Gaskins is scheduled to come into Ole Miss next weekend for an official visit. He's 6'9", 225 pounds, and can really bang it, Chuck. I know you like those guys with size. Germantown 6'11 center Sam Fuchs from Mississippi, unfortunately committed to Gonzaga over the weekend over Ole Miss and Mississippi State and LSU. And another five-star, 2028, good passer Christian small forward Joshua Huggins was on campus last weekend as well. He's 6'6", and he's rated the number 18 overall player in the sophomore class. So Beard just continues to turn them in and get these top prospects in like we've never seen.
All right, the Good, Bad, and Ugly brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, or maintenance program, Riverland has you covered, home or business. As a certified GAF Master Elite contractor, they can offer warranties that last a lifetime. Call or text them at 662-644-4297 or visit their website, riverlandroofing.com. You'll never need another roof again. All right, the good. Well, obviously, the offense scored the first time it had the football in a very hostile environment between the hedges over there at Georgia. That's a pretty good accomplishment. For three quarters, the Rebels were ahead by two scores. The game with Georgia was proceeding the way all of us had hoped. There was no intimidation at all with facing the Bulldogs on their home turf, where they have lost one game in the last three or four, five, 6 years. The bad, unfortunately, we've got to get to the bad too quickly. Not one single defensive stop the whole game. Not one punt was forced. Not one turnover. Not one. Zero. Every time Georgia had the ball for the entire game, they scored. Granted, a couple of them were field goals, but scoring is scoring. The defensive game plan by the defensive staff seemed very passive and didn't seem to force the issue at all. They never pressured Georgia back quarterback Gunnar Stockton, who was 26 of 31 passing, and he's not known to be a passing quarterback. The Bulldogs also gained over 200 yards rushing to the Rebs' 88. I said last week, and I'm not patting myself on the back, If we couldn't stop Georgia's run and we couldn't run the ball, we wouldn't win the game. And that's ended up being the truth. In the fourth quarter, the Rebel offense netted 13 yards and gave the ball up every time they had it via punts. After three quarters of playing nearly perfect offensive football, the Rebel offense floundered in the fourth frame. This was a winnable game, and the Rebels didn't do what it takes in the fourth quarter to win it.
Yep, but we're in the playoff era.
And you I'm not discouraged.
We just got to make some adjustments. And the key to this game against Oklahoma is they're going to have to, like we said last week, where they're going to have to stop the running game. Not stop them, but slow them down. Nobody stops anybody anymore in any level. But slow them down and contain
the quarterback. We've got to make them punt a couple of times.
Oh,
good
well,
grief.
Of course. Of course. And because they're not – look, Oklahoma's defense is not – another level than Georgia. They're on another two or three levels of Georgia. They are night and day better than Georgia on defense. So they're not – Ole Miss is going to go out and score the first five possessions, TDs. Now, as sure as I say that, they will do it, but that probably ain't going to happen. They're going to have to play much better defensively and make it into a 31-28 type game.
Well, I'm disappointed in last Saturday, but I'm not discouraged about the season.
No.
We're 6-1.
It's all out there.
It's still out there. All right. We will see y'all next Monday, hopefully talking about more good than bad on the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Good night.
Hotty toddy.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.